What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quoting here from the former president, cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Joe and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Biden, 82, was diagnosed on May 16th. So that would be last, I believe, Friday or Thursday. After experiencing urinary symptoms, a nodule was discovered on his prostate. It has since spread to his bones. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Dr. Will Parker with the University of Kansas Cancer Center. Doctor, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Parker, one of the first questions most people have is that, you know, the president, any president, would have access to the best medical care in the world. He would have had his PSA levels checked. Is this some type of cancer that flies under the radar?
Well, first, I should definitely say I know nothing of his medical record, so I don't know,
sure,
you know, what was or wasn't being done. But, you know, prostate cancer screening, which is, you know, PSA blood testing, which a lot of men have on a yearly basis, there are guidelines that recommend stopping doing that when men reach greater than 70 to 75 years of age. So it's possible he was not having that blood testing done in advance of him having this diagnosis.
Why is that? Is it the argument because it's a slow-growing cancer, you'd likely die before it killed you?
So the reason why those guidelines exist, and I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with those, and this is a good illustration of why I don't.
Yeah.
But the rationale behind it is that for most prostate cancers, the lead time from diagnosis to the risk of dying of disease without treatment is greater than about 10 years. And so as we are all mortal individuals, at some point in time, your age begins to reflect that you're not likely to have that 10-year life expectancy, at which point getting the testing done may not actually improve your long-term outcomes.
So, Dr. Parker, my uncle was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He's several years older than my father, and they decided not to treat because in his case, his physician said there are 20 other things that are going to kill you first, including old age, that his is so slow growing. And I remember thinking that was curious at the time. This is something that I would want to, like let's fight it. We have the medicine to fight it. How do you choose in what cases do you fight? In what cases do you treat? For the general population, how do you make those decisions?
Well, it's complicated. So first off, we know from a disease standpoint, prostate cancer is graded. And in this case, from, you know, President Biden's health history, he came out and said, I was diagnosed with a Gleason 9 or grade 5 prostate cancer. And so we grade prostate cancer, and that gives us some sense of how quickly it would move without treatment. So on one hand, we try to estimate, if I did nothing with this cancer, how long would it be before it started to cause harm? And then on the other side, we look at health history, we look at accumulated medical problems, and try and estimate how long do we think somebody realistically is going to live, or, you know, how long do we think they would benefit from some form of intervention? And then it's just weighing the two together and seeing which one do we think is the driver. Is it their cancer, or is it the other health issues that they may have?
But Dr. Parker, we've heard, and I think you even alluded to it, that prostate cancer is one of the slowest growing cancers, so much so that we stopped testing men after 70 or 75. Yet what President Biden has is being described as, quote, an aggressive form of prostate cancer. How do you square that circle?
So that's where, when I said I disagree with some of the guidelines, this is one of the reasons why. It's not that all prostate cancers are slow growing. There are ones that are very aggressive and are likely to cause harm in less than 10 years, in less than 5 years. And then there are the other ones that, you know, have a very long lead time. And I think the importance here is to understand what are we dealing with and then make the decision of, does it make sense right. to treat or not treat?
What should men listening be looking for, especially we have so many listeners, Dr. Parker, my partner among them, in their very early 50s and beyond? Like, how do you know that there's an issue?
So most of the time we don't. In fact, the president's case is very unique in that 95% of prostate cancers are diagnosed without symptoms. And in his case, he was having symptoms that led to the diagnosis. So what men really need to hear, and I would say there are kind of two big takeaways. One, President Biden actually put in the post that he had put out there, which is cancer affects us all. So it's kind of the great equalizer, right? It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter if you're the president or if you're, you know, the next person walking down the street. There's a risk among all of us for developing a cancer. And so early detection and screening is incredibly important. Current guidelines recommend men should begin getting PSA testing at age 45 if they don't have a family history or high risk features, or begin at 40 if they do have those high risk features, which would be a strong family history of cancer, both prostate cancer and other cancers, as well as men who are black men. And that should continue until health begins to fail.
It says here in this story, Dr. Parker, that the president began experiencing, and I'm quoting here from the story, experiencing urinary symptoms. What does that mean?
Well, obviously, I don't know without having.
Just in general, what would if somebody had prostate cancer and had not been diagnosed with it yet? What are these urinary symptoms that they should be looking for?
Well, the types of symptoms that we often see are going to be things that are common with enlarged prostates, so slowed urinary flow, waking up a lot more at night where previously maybe you didn't, blood in the urine, pain with urinating. Those tend to be the types of symptoms that we would see.
And it's my understanding prostate cancer affects one in every eight men. Is that your understanding?
That is correct. It's one in every eight men.
I'll be darned.
Also, last question, Dr. Parker. Is this something that can happen to very, very young men, or is it predominantly older men?
No, it can happen to younger men. And that's why the recommendations reflect beginning screening in the 40s.
Okay.
Because we know men can develop prostate cancer at a young age, and they have the greatest risk, right, in terms of morbidity, sort of side effects from treatment, but also loss of life without intervention.
And you mentioned something a moment ago, and I heard it on the news this morning, that prostate cancer is more prevalent in people who happen to be black.
That is correct.
Is there any explanation for that?
You know, there are a lot of reasons why we think that is the case. There's some genetic susceptibilities that we know that black men have a higher propensity to have. So that's one. But then there are some other differences just from how prostate cancer develops that makes black men at a higher risk for developing it, but also at a higher risk for being underdiagnosed. So having delayed diagnoses along the way. And a lot of that has to do with how PSA performs in black men as compared to, say, white men. And also how our testing performs, both with digital rectal exams and how we do our biopsies and diagnosis.
And these PSA tests are not, while they are somewhat reliable, they're not horribly accurate. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's one of probably the least reliable tests that we have. They vary from day to day. Also, what is normal for one person may not be normal for the next person. But, and this is where I think anybody that's listening to this needs to hear this, it is the absolute best first test, and it is easy yeah. to get. It's not invasive, and it leads to earlier diagnosis. And you know, when you look at the statistics on prostate cancer, greater than 99% of prostate cancer that are diagnosed by screening, just by PSA testing, are cured and don't die of those prostate cancers. And so,
get that screen, get it done.
Exactly.
Dr. Parker, do appreciate your time. Dr. Will Parker with the University of Kansas Cancer Center, thank you for your time and your expertise.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, be well.
We are under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. Much of eastern Kansas. It spills a little bit over the state line as well. We'll talk about that straight ahead.
Brian Busby will be joining us in just a moment. He is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.